The Supreme Court heard arguments today in two cases that test when the government can display the text of the Ten Commandments on public property. In cases from Texas and Kentucky, civil liberties groups are claiming that the displays are an unconstitutional state endorsement of religion. NPR's Nina Totenberg has the story.
Outside the Supreme Court today, emotions ran high as religious groups both supported and opposed the erection of Ten Commandments monuments on public property. The Reverend Rob Schenck is president of the National Clergy Council.
It would seem preposterous to the majority of American people to bring in bulldozers to smash up certain monuments simply because they acknowledge a religious contribution to the formation of American civilization.
But Rabbi David Saperstein of the Interfaith Alliance disagreed.
We think that the Ten Commandments ought to be enshrined in the hearts of our members by our houses of worship and our families. When government endorses messages, it is divisive to America and it begins to erode our fundamental freedoms.
Inside the courtroom, the debate was more legal but just as passionate. Duke Law Professor Erwin Chemerinsky told the justices that in Texas, the 6-foot-high monument on the state capitol grounds is a profound statement of religion, beginning with the words, "I am the Lord thy God." The state was not only endorsing religion in general with the monument, but religion in particular, since it had chosen a version of the commandments, the Protestant version. Justice O'Connor, what about if it's packaged in a museum-like setting? Answer, this isn't a museum. It's the only religious monument on the Capitol grounds, and it's located between the state capitol and the state Supreme Court. Justice O'Connor, would it be all right if there were monuments honoring several religions? Answer, yes. Justice O'Connor observed that the court has long said that state legislatures can open their sessions with a prayer, so she asked, could the legislature post the Ten Commandments in the hallway? Answer, no. O'Connor, but it's so hard to draw that line. Answer, just because a legislative body can say an opening prayer doesn't mean they can put a giant cross on top of the building. Justice Kennedy, there is this obsessive concern with the mention of religion, and I just don't see how this is not hostility to religion. This is a classic avert-your-eyes situation. The atheist can look away or think of something else. Answer, what's left of the Constitution's bar to state establishment of religion if the government can put up any religious message and the only answer is avert your eyes? Justice Scalia, I bet that 90% of the American people believe in the Ten Commandments, and 85% don't know what they all are. They are a symbol that the government derives its authority from God, and that seems to me entirely appropriate. Justice Breyer, we are a religious nation. I don't see much divisiveness with this. Answer, there is divisiveness. The Alabama Chief Justice was forced to resign over a monument he put up in the courthouse. There are crowds outside today. I have gotten hate messages. People care because this is a religious document. When Texas Attorney General Gregory Abbott went to the lectern to defend the monument, the questioning was a bit less hostile, but hardly cushy. Justice Ginsburg looked up at the frieze of Moses receiving the Ten Commandments. It's one thing to have a display of many lawgivers, such as in this courtroom. It's another, she said, when there is only a single display. Justice Kennedy, you're asking us to ignore the religious purpose that is manifest here. The court, however, seemed a good deal more doubtful about the Kentucky displays, which involved a framed copy of the Ten Commandments placed in two county courthouses at the time of the Alabama Ten Commandments controversy. The display was changed twice, first to add other biblical references and later to add the Declaration of Independence and other historical texts. The resolution passed by the county officials in erecting the displays said the purpose was to demonstrate the nation's Christian heritage. Lawyer Matthew Staver, defending the displays, pointed to the commandments as playing a role in the formation of law and government. Justice Souter, everyone knows what's going on here, that the counties added the other documents just as litigation window dressing. Answer, admittedly, they made a mistake initially, but they remedied it with this display. Justice Ginsburg, is there a difference between a brief ceremonial mention such as "In God We Trust" or "God Bless This Honorable Court" and the powerful message here about the word of the Lord? Answer, there are some statements about God in the Ten Commandments, but if you read the text, not that many. Justice Ginsburg, incredulous, have you read the first four commandments? Arguing against the Kentucky displays, lawyer David Friedman pointed to the words of the resolution adopted by county officials. It called Jesus Christ the Prince of Ethics. It supported Alabama's Chief Justice Roy Moore in his fight over the Ten Commandments. The county's attempt to portray these displays as demonstrations of the root of our laws, he said, is a sham. Justice O'Connor, how long does that resolution guide our decisions here? After all, the composition of the county commission can change over time. Answer, we're talking about three displays in a year by the same officials, and it's a sham. Justice Souter, is the resolution still on the books? Answer, yes. Justice Breyer, wouldn't that purpose dissipate over time? Answer, it's a question of degree. In these displays, the counties are seeking to wrap the Ten Commandments in the American flag. They're asserting the primacy of the Ten Commandments, that it was not just an influence, but the moral foundation of the Declaration of Independence. And that doesn't dissipate over time. Justice Scalia, that's idiotic. You can't get the Declaration of Independence out of the Ten Commandments. But even if they're wrong, we're not grading papers here. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.